Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Ashley.
And okay, today I want to talk about something. We're recording in your house.
Yes.
Number one. And I remember like going through like different phases of like decor with you.
Yes.
And we're very like neutral here.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it weird how like we have to change and pay and
the thing is that like the way that I work is, Sagwa, what do you need? The thing that works is like the way that my depression works is like once I start looking around and I feel like weighed down by my house, I have to change
everything. Everything has to go.
My next phase is going to be like eclectic. Like I want like a funky orange couch, like a blue chair. Like I want to go feel good, you know?
Yeah.
I like the space that I'm at. Like my house is pretty neutral, like wood, black, white, you know? But I mean, I'm young. I'm 25. Yeah. You spice it up a little bit.
But it's just like, I feel like the eclectic thing will like hella fit you.
Yes.
But side note. But I just feel like if you, like it's hella hard to get like quality pieces and then be able to keep up with like, not only the trends, but like what even just what you want, not even trying to just like, oh, I want to do whatever's cool. But like, even as often as I want to change, it's hard. Like it I have the same couch. And the whole reason I haven't like redone my entire house is because I want a certain couch and I can't go a certain direction with that couch.
That couch. So when I, so the couches that I have in my upstairs living room, I was so done with them. That's why I got this bad boy. Cause I'm like, I really liked the, I was like, when I got my first place, like my condo, I think I was just in, it gave me dorm vibes. Like it never like, this doesn't give me dorm. Like I feel like as I finish this up, this is going to be like a very nice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have some like expensive grown pieces space. In here, like velvet chairs. And, you know, like I have some expensive pieces in here. So I feel like as I've gone through place, through place, through place, I've, don't get me wrong, I'm still a Ross girly. I'm still a Didi's girly.
You could still fill though. With pieces.
But I just feel like my couch, my dining chairs, even like this cheap table from Amazon, I'm ready to get a new table, even though I have that table, which I don't like anymore. I just feel like it's, as you grow and as your space grows, you just want to fill it with things that you love versus things that are just quick.
Yeah. Instead of like, it's like the inanimate object version of like surrounding yourself with people that you want to be around, but it's like things, clothes included, clothes are like just as big. I feel like just when I like get my closet to where like I have all the pieces that I want, I now like I'm already ready to go through the next cycle.
Yeah.
Of like, I'm done with these.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll always keep like certain pairs of jeans and stuff like that, but it's like the tops and stuff, I'm already like, I've already wore that graphic tee 6 times.
Yep.
I'm over it. I need a new batch of graphic tees.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also feel like it's hard to like
keep up
or like, yeah, but like to feel like you need to keep up. But I think it's like, what's it called? Like subconsciously, like I don't feel like I think like, oh, I'm trying to be cool or I'm trying to keep up, but it's like, I think it's like ingrained in us.
Yeah.
Like that's how the world is. And that's how like they make so much fucking money off of
us. You just want to like keep up with the times, be trendy.
Yeah.
Obviously like we're Pinterest girls. We look and we see like what's trending. And I think that my house is pretty trendy. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's why I said that my next house will be eclectic, because I feel like that's my personality.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I just feel like I don't want to be trendy anymore, because I want to be able to commit to like a fuchsia couch and be like, that's dope. Like that's my style. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same way that we talked about social media influencing things.
Yeah.
I think it's just the same way. Like for instance, remember a while back, everyone loved the barnyard, the barn house vibe. Like you weren't a it girl unless you had a barn house vibe going on in your home. Now it's like kind of what I have, this neutral, modernized,
like minimalist
grass, minimalistic type concrete furniture situation. And I like that.
Yeah.
But as I look around, it's just like still not the space that I really want to be in. It's hard.
This is like going into like the last episode that we had where we're talking about like relationships, how like you find one thing really cool and it gets you excited, but it doesn't last. I feel like it can be like that with friends, relationships, clothes, furniture, Home decor everything, for sure. Everything. Like, you're just like, I thought I liked it, and it was really exciting in the beginning, and now I'm like, I'm so bored to tears with it.
I'm so over
that it. I hate it.
And I'm ready to buy a home.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's not the market.
Yeah. It's, you have a very good point, but at the same time, it's like, the market, the best time to buy is like yesterday, you know, like where you're just like, it's not a great time, but I can promise you that like in 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, you might be like, oh, I should have did it.
I know.
Because I don't know if it was like, I feel like when I bought a house, I don't know if it was like, I think it was kind of like a blah, like not the best time and not a bad time. Yeah. Like it was just kind of like,
sure. I just feel like now is not a good time.
It seems like that, but then it's like,
but at the same time, I don't know. Like, I'm because ready renting to buy a house. Is
keep going up just as fast, so you're really like fucked either way. Like, you're damned if you do it, damned if you don't.
But I pay so much money right here. I feel like the mortgage that if I had the mortgage to pay that I pay here, my house would probably be ginormous.
Well, maybe not in California, but it would be at least like bit. Like, why not? Even if it's just, even if it's not your forever home,
right?
Even if it's just like, okay, at least yes, I'm putting, you know, thousands of dollars in every month, but at least you're like, it's almost like a savings account, you know, yeah. And then you roll over that money into your dream house in a couple of years or whatever.
I
think
I'm ready. I just don't want to buy in California.
I keep saying that, but okay. I've been like obsessed recently with looking at houses, of course, in California for now, because like my husband's job is here.
Right.
Yeah. I don't really have any, I mean, not that I don't have any ties here. Obviously my family's here, but like I've been away for before. I don't mind it. I actually enjoy it. And I also feel like my kids are old enough where I can like handle them on my own and not feel like so overwhelmed. Like I need, like, I'm so used to just doing it that I don't feel as scared, but obviously like, we have to figure out Nick's job. He makes really good money here and their places don't pay, but I've been looking at places here, like within like 30 minutes ish with land. Like I've been obsessed with just looking like on realtor with like at least an acre or two, like not, it doesn't have to be like, I don't need 50 acres, but, and I'm like, okay, it's not out of the possibility. Like it's a lot, you're spending a lot more, but I feel like you could do so much more with it and have just like space. Thing.
Like I'm ready to be able to, like, first of all, moving every year is just taxing.
Yeah.
But I just don't think California is for me. Like it's just so boring here. Like I just don't want to be here. Like I really want to buy a house in Georgia.
I like Georgia. I feel like I don't love humidity, but that's just,
I don't love humidity as a Black girl. I'm going to have to figure out how to wear my fucking hair.
Well, I mean,
but I mean, like, at the same time, like, I just don't really want to buy a home here.
I mean, I already did.
I mean, it'd have to be, like, a condo where I can, like, literally, or something that's, like, not a giant, you know what I'm saying?
But like, that's
not,
what I was saying, how, like, if you buy now, soon, and you buy something that's, like, not a forever home, you'll at least always know, like, I could rent this space out and go wherever I want and buy my forever home. But I'll always have, like, you're never going to have, like, a bad time renting a place here. You see how hard it is to find a fucking place to rent. It's really hard. People will like fight over it. They'll overpay because maybe right. Exactly. It's like, I need a space and I don't have like the time to buy and apply and wait and look.
How long does buying a house take?
I mean, I feel like right now it's kind of hard because a lot of people are, well, it's slowing down a little, but technically it's supposed to be like 30 days. So like,
oh, that's quick.
If you apply,
why did I think it was,
they're like, gonna ask you for all your paperwork.
Months and months.
And then, I mean, it could be, I'm saying when you find your house, so that could be, maybe you don't apply till you're like, you know, I have like some houses or whatever, although I wouldn't recommend that now, but I'm saying when you find your house and you put in an offer, 30 days, technically, like that's what it should take. So yeah, it might take you 2 months to find that house. So then I guess technically 3 months, but like, it just depends on if you find what you want. I do think in this market, you're going to have to like lower your expectations. You're going to want to like think about the floor plan and the location I want. And
because
you do have that option too for your dad to like redo
and he always told me like buy potential. Don't buy because your eyes are like seeing stars.
Because first of all, if you're like, oh, the kitchen is beautiful, I could promise you they didn't put in like the best quality of shit. They just wanted to like polish a turd to get the most money. And someone like your dad's going to like put the real work into it.
And
to
that's make what it I'm yours. Thinking. I'm like, I want like a, not a fixer-upper,
right?
But something that the cost of me fixing up doesn't outweigh the cost of the home.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Like kind of like where you like, I could live here.
Mind being like, oh, I don't mind like redoing the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or like the floor. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want something where it's like, oh, I got to go under the house, dig up the tree roots.
Right, right.
Do this. I'm exactly. not going to do that.
Cosmetic. Shit. Cosmetic yeah. fixes.
Cosmetic.
Like, only. I'm going to get new floors, mm-hmm. counters, mm-hmm. paint.
Mm-hmm. But and not I don't like, even mind so much the floor plan because once it's yours, you can knock out you and can build do whatever you want. You want to.
Yeah. And it's more like the space, like, right. you know, or like, the land. Land, the land, the neighborhood. You can't change those things. Mm-hmm. You could do, I mean.
But just, now that Holly's about to be.
Like, you have to think about school. About
kindergarten. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to keep moving. My lease is up here in November. Yeah. Once again, a goddamn.
A Christmas move. You know what, though? I will say Christmas is a great time to buy a house because people aren't putting in offers because they're not spending money on Christmas. They're trying to think about, mm-hmm. like, oh, maybe wait for the new year after we have a nice Christmas.
I wonder if I do that. Do you think I could buy a house by Christmas?
Yeah, I do.
Seriously.
Yeah, for sure. I'll help you. Like, once we're done
okay, let's
podcasting,
do it.
I'm going to, like, run you through some numbers.
Okay.
Of, like, really think about this.
I could afford a house.
Yeah. No, you can get a house. It's going to sound like a lot. You are probably going to pay more or less.
No, but I know.
It's worth it. You're yeah. making money.
Like I'm just ready to at least be able to be like, okay, 3 years, my plan, and then we can rent and then we can yeah. go. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm ready to not be like, okay, the lease is up in
November.
What are we going to do? We already pay so much here. If we go up, I mean, that's going to be like in the 30 something hundreds.
Right.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you can own a house for that. And
I mean, I do have like, I have a nice, don't get me wrong. Like I have a really nice, I feel like I have a nice house yeah. for a 25-year-old. I mean, I'm just starting out. I would totally buy this as like a starter,
mm-hmm.
but the price, I ain't gonna
the
pay
only
eight.
Thing that sucks about this house is that you don't have like
a backyard.
Land. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have any like space. The space, like the house
itself is good.
Great. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. You have like a nice bathroom mm-hmm. and like extra loft space where like Holly could be up there watching TV and you can be down here watching TV mm-hmm. or, you know, like there's a lot of space where everybody's not like on top of each mm-hmm. other, but you don't
backyard,
have like,
which I hate.
You can't
I,
have you Holly. Can't I'm have a partier. Holly a party.
Mm-hmm. I love to do a party. I love to do a jumper. I love to do a treats table. Where the fuck am I going to put that?
Right.
And so it's like, I am ready to buy. Oh, I hate to say it. Cause it just sounds so serious,
big,
but I feel like I am ready to buy a home. Like,
I told you you were ready.
Like, I've just been running
ago,
from it.
I which know. Now you you're kicking yourself in the ass.
No, I'm really ready. I think after like, you know, let me collect my coin.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get all of my ducks. I'm going to work my ass off.
All the ducks.
If we're going to really do it, I'm going to work my ass off from right now until Christmas.
Right. Get as much liquid
yeah.
as you can.
Get as much, put as
only
as
fans
many
is
going to
be lit.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling
these
you
girls
right now. I'm going to be like, listen, y'all, on the real for real, I'm trying to buy a house by
right.
Crema.
Yep.
By Crema. Mm-hmm. So hit that subscribe button for $99.99.
Uh-huh.
And you can see these yitties.
Is it like, I don't know how we got on OnlyFans, I guess. But
I don't know.
I.
But at this point, I'm willing to go there.
Like, how do you know what you're worth? Like, am I, like, is somebody, like, you know how some people are like $4.99? Some people are like $29.99.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder, like, what's the, you know, like, what do you have to do to be in this range?
And how do you know if you're a 0.99 or a 0.50?
Am I a $5 a monther or yeah. am I a $20 a monther?
I don't know.
Like, obviously you are like,
I have a subscription
famous, so
on
like,
my Instagram.
Yeah. How much is it?
It's $5, but I don't show nitties.
You're right.
I show.
So how much is it? How much would you charge if you're, what's your OnlyFans price?
My OnlyFans price, I would do something reasonable. I would do like
$20. Yeah, 20 something bucks. Think about how fucking insane that would be.
But what do I post?
I don't know.
Should I try it? Should I start with my OnlyFans and do a little?
Just
should
like
we
a,
do a social
like a
experiment?
Theme? Yeah, social experiment.
Let's do it. I'm so down.
$25.
30 days, $25. But what am I going to post?
I can't. Okay, so yitties. I was.
I can't post my yitties.
I was watching, like, what's it called? Like a documentary, I guess, mm-hmm. on like fetish people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why don't you go throw yourself into that to where it's like, you're not actually like doing stuff or maybe like bar might think
like
would
a
be
feet
a,
like, thing. A,
sure. But like this girl, she was on some other shit. Like feet was like,
right.
Like yeah. low level
she
shit.
She was like fetish and fetish.
Yeah. Like yeah. really niche, you know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Oh, like someone who likes like, I don't know, like burping or like, I don't know. There's crazy shit out there. Yes.
Okay.
Let me just tell you. Somebody we know who was doing that. They were asking her to burp.
Oh my god!
Like so, she was just chugging night? Coke Zero. Yeah, I mean she wasn't like trying that much, you know, but like the potential was definitely there. And then there's also like a big thing of like people, okay, how would it be if you didn't show anything, but like the other, like there was definitely like some like inappropriate things on like maybe the other side of the camera. Like where is like the line?
Like, what do you mean?
So like if there's a market for like somebody like,
oh, Jessica, what the fuck?
Like, let's say there's a guy on the other end of the camera, okay? Mm-hmm. And he wants you to like tell him like either how big, how small, how ugly, how beautiful it is, how, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, let's say you're in clothes.
I'm gonna spill some tea right now. There is this one guy that I know that I really like, and that Bar also really likes. Mm-hmm. And he likes to pay for like weird ass demeaning,
like insults. Yes.
Like flat out.
Yeah.
Shit that I'm like, oh my God, like Ashley, is this too far?
Yeah.
I've never said things like this mm-hmm. to someone. Right. And then I sit and he's like, yeah, you can go further. Like you could. And like, I'm like, bro,
you're like,
how broken do you want your spirit to be once you leave with your pocketbook empty?
Do you ever wonder like what went on
in no.
that man's life?
To, all like, I wonder to is point? If he's got the amount that he's saying he's got.
To yeah. I guess you have to detach from it. Okay, so why don't you go to like that kind of niche market? That's okay. Obviously that's a thing. Like that.
I mean, I think it's a social experiment. I think we have to do
just
it.
Just see how much money you can
make. I mean, after
what
all,
kind of house are you getting?
I am trying to get a house.
We got to keep our eye on the prize.
I think that a median $500,000.
Right. Great. I need at least a minimum amount of this much.
So thank you for your charitable donations. And you guys, if you see my OnlyFans, you heard it here first.
Yeah. Yep. You know what it's going to be. We're going to see.
I am semi.
You guys, if you're listening to this and you have seen things that people do, like if there's any ideas that what Ashley can do well with her dignity intact.
Yeah.
Hit, you know, throw them in our DMs, give her some ideas.
I just feel like when OnlyFans first started and all the girlies were OnlyFans girlies, my thing is like, what am I posting?
Right.
I'm not going to post. There's just certain things like I'm not going to post. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, then if that's the case, what are you paying for?
Yeah.
Because if all I'm going to post is pictures you see on Instagram, then there's really no point in paying.
Mm-hmm. But they do. Is it just like, I feel like part of it is like men, they just like, they're paying for the hopes, you know, like they're taking a girl out on a date for the hopes of banging her.
Should I just start an OnlyFans and just do a whole bunch of like photo shoots?
Like normal random shit? Like ones that you're not going to post on Instagram?
Yeah.
But not sexual. You know what you should do? Wow. You're a chef. You should do like
food pics.
No, you should like cook like not naked, but like a bikini or something, like cooking a bikini. Oh, so they're getting recipes and a little booty, but like nothing where you're like I wouldn't wear like nothing that you wouldn't wear in Miami, you know, like out and about.
Girl, you don't want to see what I wear in Miami. Oh no. Well,
maybe, but they do, you know.
Yeah, like the little baristas that serve coffee and.
Or like a Hooters vibe, but like on your own, your spin on it, where you're like, I'm like showing a little butt, but like, I'm not like.
That's cute.
Naked. But then you're also just like cooking.
Oh my God. But the thing is like, I can't cook with my yitties out because
why not?
The grease.
Like.
The grease. Ooh. The grease.
Fried nipples.
Imagine me trying to do an OnlyFans yitty video and my nipples.
Well, you can cover like a little bit. That might be probably cute. Will have like little.
Are you going to shoot my OnlyFans content?
I got you. I only take like 10%.
Let's do it.
10%.
Let's do it right now. Yitties activate.
Yep. I'm hungry too. Side note. But anyway. Okay. So there's this guy that I follow that you also
have seen. We got off topic. Sorry.
We got off topic.
Back to houses.
Segue into that. Go into a certain direction. I think I used to follow him initially on Kale Salad, which was like a meme page that has been around like literally, I don't know, but like years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came out with Zillow Gone Wild, which is like, I'm into like home decor and mm-hmm. shit. So I was just like, this is like a funny way of like seeing
people's weird, take on homes.
Yeah, like people's weird idea. Like, you know, they're like obsessed with like garden gnomes. So like the whole house is just like full of garden gnomes.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, but also there's like some cool ass shit where you're like, I would never think to put that in a house,
mm-hmm.
but that shit's tight,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he has like 5 million followers on both of his page, like all together. But mind you, like, the weird thing is it's not like you, where like you have followers, but people see, they know who you are.
Yeah.
You can't go to Walmart. He's just like a behind the scenes influencer.
And I would love that. That's
the place to be, right? Like,
that's the perfect position to be in.
You know, like the low key, like the music producers or like the managers that you can like go to out to dinner and most people aren't going to know who you are. Or
those super rich techies.
Right. Low key.
No, go upstairs.
Yeah, like someone who like, I wouldn't know your face. Like, yeah, you might know what they do. Like, you might follow his pages and never know. Like, he could pass you at Starbucks and you'd just be like, hi, sir. Right. Like, thanks for holding the door, you know? Like, I feel like that's like a cool ass place to be, to be like, I influence millions of people. Millions of people see what I'm saying, like what I'm posting, the shit I'm like looking up and stuff, but like they have no idea who I am.
And that's pretty dope because you can still live a regular anonymous life.
But still, but also check probably is make still money.
Rolling in.
Yeah, like make money on social media. He also has his personal page, which I also follow. And that's where he posts like his little, he does like celebrity home reviews and they're hella funny. Like, either if I think if they're buying one or if they're selling one, like if the pictures are posted, he'll like review it and he's hella funny. So it's not like he's like afraid to be out there, you know, but like most people wouldn't probably know his personal page or like know, you know, that's like a small part of like his entire audience. But I'm like, that's hella cool. That's like a whole different take on like compared to what you have to deal with.
Compared to all my drama.
Okay, so we're gonna have him on today.
Yep.
And
we're very excited.
See how I purposely didn't like tell him anything we were gonna talk about. Yeah. I just want to kind of see, but I definitely want to see like where
I want to know how he finds these homes.
Yeah.
And like what's his favorite thing to find
to like do
in a home, like when you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like my favorite thing to find in a home is a nice closet. I wonder what's his, because he also has a quirky thing since he
looks. I also want to know if he has like do you enjoy like home decor as much, or is it just like a fun like random thing to do, you know? Okay, so yeah, let's let him into the
chat.
Yeah. Hey guys, so we are on with Samir.
Hey, hi.
So he is the face behind, do you want to tell them?
Sure, I guess. I'm the face behind Zilla Gone Wild, and I don't know, Kale Salad, it's a meme account too.
Yeah.
And then my own thing where I review celebrity homes, so that's face behind a few things.
That's kind of my favorite, like, I don't know, because I've been following Kale Salad for like, I don't know, like how long has it been?
Since like 2016.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. I've probably been following it since then, I would say.
Okay.
It's a million years old.
Right. Okay. Well, can I ask you first off, like how you came up with that name?
You know, kale was like a big punchline in like the mid 2010s. It was a meme. It was a joke. Everyone was hating on it. You could buy it on like shirts and hoodies and everything. And I got the handle and it was just kind of like its own meme and thing on its own. I wish I had a better reason for it, but that's kind of how I got it. Some people think it's Kale's a lad. Like,
oh, Kale's a lad.
Like London.
Right.
Or like Euro style, but no, it's not Kale's a lad. It's just kale salad.
Just kale.
Well, that's why you have a little salad in the, you know.
Yeah, I tried to hijack that emoji. I always wanted my own emoji, so I tried to use that one. I think on every post.
Yeah. So we were talking about it before you came on, and we were talking about, well, Zillow Gone Wild and then the fact that you review the celebrity homes, and I was telling her about the, like the weirdness of like all the Zillow Gone Wild stuff. And she was like, I wonder what his like favorite thing is like that he's found.
I want to know first, how do you find these quirky homes? Do people send them to you?
Yeah. So thankfully it's like, so top of mind, I think it's like the biggest one out there. So people are constantly sending me homes. I get like 50 to 100 plus DMs a day. Oh, so I'm just always kind of like checking through there every once in a while. Yeah. And people are so on top of like their local real estate game
that
they're, you know, Zillow tells you how long the listing has been up and it's like 6 hours, 3 hours today. So usually I'm just kind of combing through DMs. Insta and Facebook's DMs are really like slow and lame, so it's not as efficient as I wish it was, but I'm just coming through. I try to see if the same as home has been sent to me a bunch of times, because right. that might mean like it's extra special or something's really going on. But other than that, it's kind of like everyone has a different idea of wild. So I'm just kind of coming through. Sometimes people will be like, oh, check out picture 34. And I'm like, kind of like, what's it going to be? Like scared. And then I don't know, sometimes it delivers, sometimes it's just weird paint, but it's a lot of fun because yeah, I never know like when I check my inbox, like what kind of home is going to be on the market, what I'm going to see. Like that house without there's a basement home that didn't have a first floor, it was just like basement and below with like steps to it, like kind of like basement steps, and I'm like, you know, like I've never seen something like that before. I didn't know it existed. I didn't know it was out there. Someone bought it like a week or two later. It's been a lot of fun.
I feel like you don't know, or maybe you don't feel it, but like he should get commission, because I bet that homes have sold just because they've been on there.
I was just going to say, you posted a house, and I don't know how long ago it was because I was just scrolling on your page, but it was a house in which like when you looked from the top of it, it was like three domes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that house,
right?
And I was like, oh my god, like this house is so perfect. I just love something about like the way that it had domes, just gave me like a Barney, we use whatever we could find to make a roof.
Yeah.
And it's just so cute.
Yeah,
so I agree with you. Commission, you should negotiate. You need that to
get on these realtors, because
I've definitely sold some homes, I think, with the 100% account, and like they're pending within a week very often. So yeah, I'll take a little credit that
you're like, if they've been on the market for 104 days and then they go pending a week later, I'm mm-hmm. the fucking reason.
It's me.
Yep. Yeah, that's all check. You.
So I was gonna say, I want to know, what is the, do you have a few favorite or a favorite celebrity home that you've reviewed?
Celebrity homes, yeah. I mean, there's some of them that are so nice. I think one of the coolest ones was J Balvin's in Columbia.
Yeah, that one was like jungly almost.
Yeah, it was like in like outside of Medellin, maybe like kind of in the jungle. Yeah, pull it up. Not a mansion, even though I think he's building like a larger home on the property, but just a really chill vibe, simple, lots of wood, and like this, I think maybe an infinity pool. And it was just like, I think it was an Architectural Digest, and I think he's just sitting there like kind of meditating in one picture, and it's just like, this is the way to be, this is where you gotta be.
Here's the picture of him meditating. You're correct.
I love that. Oh, that's beautiful.
That one was like,
I love that cool wood deck, first mm-hmm. of all.
Yeah, that's the awesome whole thing. There's those couches, I think, were like, he's got some like big white maybes couches outside or chairs. It's just like, that's the life. The
kitchen is like
super, I love nice. It's like very minimalist
mm-hmm.
wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Nature, natural. I think it might be good for celebrities to have homes like that, because then it probably grounds him. And that's probably why he mm-hmm. has such a home like that.
Yeah. Where you're like, I can have everything.
You can come back and have that like naturey, peaceful feeling that he probably doesn't have hotel after hotel, I'm sure.
Right.
Especially like a musician, like all the noise and all the crowd and the fans, you got to get away, like go think and de-stress, or else, yeah, your brain must go crazy.
Right. I have to know, did you talk about Cardi B's home in Atlanta, the one with the gun range and the...
I don't think I did that one. I did this one she got as a present for her birthday. And I forget where. I think she's like Airbnb-ing it or something. Huh. I did that one, but no, I don't think I did it. I'll look into it and see like what pictures and what's out there.
Yeah, she did a tour of her home, and it had like a soundproof gun range in it. And I was like,
that's crazy.
That I mean, we've come a long way in the house department.
Where you're like, well, I feel like the houses you've on both sides, like the celebrity, which is like obviously overwhelmingly, they have so much fucking money, they don't know what to do with. So they're like, let's do like a room with this, you know? And then the ones like on Zillow Gone Wild, where it's like super random and somebody's very like obsessed with something, so they do something weird. And like filtering through both of those, you can really see, find some like super random, super cool things you wouldn't have thought of. Then things you're like, well, I need that in a home, you know?
I was going to say, it's not just like having a bowling alley anymore. Like right. You got to have all these other features, and where money is unlimited. Right. People, you know, gun range. Some guy, not the biggest home, but he converted like half the first floor to a putt-putt golfing in Arizona. Just like
people, I just saw that like right off the, it was right off the kitchen or dining room or something. And I'm like, that, I mean, for me as a wife, I'd be like, you lost your everlasting mind. Put my dining table back where it was, because like it was right off, like if she was cooking Thanksgiving dinner, she for surely would be watching them play golf.
Play putt-putt. I've made a rule where like you only get the garage. Like the garage is the man's and everything else, no.
Not the rest of the
car garage. Like whatever you're gonna fit in there, you might get like not the putt-putt, but you know, like the cheap thing from Ross that like you roll out. Mm-hmm. And you can like one putt, you know, like where you could put in the bathroom or something. That's what like he can get. I don't know about a whole putt-putt thing.
It was just the location of the putt-putt that really, why did you take the dining room? Like it looked like that's exactly where the dining room would have been. It's very interesting how you can, you'd posted another house and I don't know, but it was just like very chaotic. It was a recent one, I think. There was like wallpaper on every wall, and I think there was like birds, or I don't know what I saw. But I know that I was just like, but it's crazy that I think that some of these houses are probably older. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And I feel like when I leave my house, you're not going to know my personality by the house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If someone sold you that house and you walked in there and they had like birds and this and that, you'd be like, this person may be a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but they have personality in their home. I think it's crazy to see now like how the trends have moved to like minimalistic modern, no wallpaper or just black wallpaper.
Not even no pictures, no nothing.
And so I think that we see like, it's just such a difference.
Yeah.
When you see older houses and how people, like we were just talking about before you came on, you were talking about how, you know, when you design your house, you want to look around and feel comfortable about what's around you. And I'm just looking like, well, when I leave,
ain't going to be too much.
Might as well be an asylum.
Right.
Versus some of these houses where you see like
you're going to know exactly who that person was and what they liked, what they probably did for a living. You know, like you'll see like someone who was like a pilot and like the whole room is just like everything's a plane here, a plane there, a plane on the kitchen island, a plane on the middle of the table. Like you're just like, damn, like they put their whole personality into their, instead of just like, oh, maybe I have like a picture of like a plane, you know, but not like they're like a, you see how obsessive people can be because a home. And then I'm not on top of that, like not, they're also like changing the value of their home. Like at the cost of like, no one might, I might not ever be able to sell this house. They're still going to be like, nope, I'm poor. I'm going all in.
Yeah.
There's definitely a line that you see people cross where it's like, you can't, there was a home in, I don't like Michigan or something that looked like a Flintstones house. And like, you got to tear it down. You got to knock it down because it was just so the theme that there wasn't anything to do. Like you couldn't do anything with it. I think someone actually bought it to try to make it an Airbnb.
Right.
So like, good luck with that. But some people, they're not thinking about like selling it later. I think a lot of these homes might be like the grandparent died and like, here's like their lifetime of things that they buy. But it's crazy to see what people collect and save and like what they're putting into their house, like their personality.
That's the cool part about, or the, yeah, I guess the good thing that can happen when you're a minimalist or when you go with that minimalism look is like, this is a blank slate. Somebody's gonna buy it and they can now turn it into, they can go as far as they want, but it's like those things that you can't undo, like in those houses that we see where you're just like,
but you might get a person like me who totally would buy a Flintstones home.
Right.
Like I'm just cuckoo enough to want to buy it. Like, and I think the cool thing is sometimes, well, all the times I see the houses that you share, they're not just unique in, you know, interior design, but they're unique in architecture.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that three domed home,
right.
Like, or the Flintstones home, or I just saw, you posted a picture and it was like, I'd love to see the floor plan of this.
Oh,
and
the
it was
roof,
like a
the
stacked home. Is- and I just mm-hmm. feel like that's cool too. Cause I feel like now we don't see houses. Every house
cookie
in my
cutter.
Neighborhood is the
cookie
exact,
cutter.
You wouldn't know whose house is whose if somebody didn't put a Hernandez or Jones family sign
right.
outside, you know what I'm saying? And so it's so much the same, but I love to see these houses that just that come alive, whether it's the wood or whether it's stone mm-hmm. or whether it's, you know, whatever it is. It's just unique in the sense of like it doesn't look like every other home.
Yeah.
So it counts really.
Where do you live in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel like we live in California. So the houses that you see in New York for the most part, or let's say in the city, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. people buy like not a house, like they buy a little box inside of a big building and pay I thought California was bad, but New York is like on a different level of like land. Yeah, we're like, oh, you know, we only have like a little backyard and this and that. They're just like, no, I have a patio, maybe
mm-hmm. outside maybe. On top of a busy street,
right?
Or I just was on TikTok and I saw a girl and she was like, oh, I just bought and I just moved into a, you know, a place in, and for $4,000, I mean, it was probably the size of my living room and kitchen together. And she puts us to the balcony, and the balcony is right over the trash bin. And I'm like, wow, what a,
that's an upgrade. That's like a shooting range.
Yeah.
Yep.
In New York.
York. Wow. Ooh, you get to even smell the trash. That's lovely.
That's extra.
Can you fit a chair there?
Oh, man. One little
like a chair, a little table, and like an ashtray. You're
even though
big
I
living.
I do love the New York houses with the stairs, the brick stairs.
Like what are those called?
Brownstones.
Brownstones. Yeah.
They're just to
those
die
are pretty.
For.
But they're
there
like,
haven't been a lot of crazy New York homes because usually they're just small and like weird layout or like basically no kitchen. But some of them have been cool. I think there was one with a basketball court and one with like its own pool, which is like crazy for New York. Like
right.
Everywhere else, everyone has a pool. But to have one in New York City in your own home, like you're really living.
That's insane. You're
yeah.
a billionaire.
He's on steroids. I'm telling you now.
Yeah,
New York is on steroids. There's no parking. New York is on steroids. There's
yeah.
no parking. There's no land. Everyone is perfectly content with paying $15 million to live on top of each other.
There's garbage outside.
There's garbage underneath your patio. I feel like New York is, so when COVID was happening, everyone was saying that New York is a video game lobby that is at capacity. Like New York's just like you see the craziest things. I think I was just looking at a home in New York that was like this, like a it looked like a UK home. It was
like the ones that are super
narrow,
long and narrow,
all mm-hmm. the way to the back. And I'm like, how do you fit a flat screen? You carry everything.
You can't even like get your furniture in there. Or this is
imagine my couch. It doesn't. It wouldn't even go through the door.
I don't understand how people in New York. With like the buildings and the this and the that, they're like mm-hmm. on the something floor. The house is tiny, everything's small, hallway, everything's tight. I'm like, how do you get furniture in there?
Some of them are like one room per floor, so it's really tight. And then you'll see like, I don't know, a crane will put a piano in like the
yeah.
fourth floor. Like they'll take apart the window and like put even furniture too, just to get stuff in because yeah, it's not easy. We make it hard here.
That also seems like something that's like, you are super rich. If you can rent a crane, because I feel like
you've got a piano.
Who has a piano in their
yeah.
house?
My like, grandparents.
Okay, but your grandparents are rich.
Well,
rich-ish. They're rich-ish.
Have they craned a piano around? Do they just casually get a crane for their piano?
Well, they live. Well, we live in California. You
don't.
Well,
they
don't
need to. That crane. That piano
don't
fit right through the front door.
Right through the double door.
Yeah. California is different that way, but I think it is cool to see through your page that as you go, you see like in Arizona, you might see more, you know, the houses
like
that
the
they,
styles.
Yes, the mm-hmm. styles are specific to the areas that they're in. And I think
yeah.
that's cool too, because in California, like I said, we live in a lot of tract houses, which means that we get no, you know, there's no
variety
in these houses. These houses look
hate
the
same. I hate new houses.
Yeah.
No offense.
Well, it's really radicalized me because I wouldn't have liked any of these homes like 2 years ago, and now I
right.
see like the dome home, or I see these wild homes or like a mid-century modern that's like never been touched, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'll buy this. It's awesome. And it's really like, I think a lot of the account is like celebrating and loving these homes, because you never know what's behind someone's doors and what's going on, or what crazy collections, or what they have inside, like a golf course.
Dude, I rented an Airbnb like last month when we went to LA. I rented a random Airbnb that was like a guest house to like a very large house, maybe like a 7,000 square feet house. The guest house was like 2,500 square feet, which is slightly larger than my house that I own, but it was the guest house. And I was like, cool, like it's cheap, but they like the backyard was like an oasis of a pool. And I was like, cool, my kids are going to have fun. They're going to be able to, like, while I'm doing work, they could be back there like with my husband chilling. So we rent it. I don't really know much about it, but we get in. The sports memorabilia collection in this house, like I'm talking like big things, like Muhammad Ali gloves, like Babe Ruth baseball, like the fact that you even let somebody in your house that could possibly steal these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's like a lot of fate. Like, I don't know.
I think they're trying to get them stolen.
Right. I'm like, you're trying to get some insurance. Like, are those fake? Yeah. And then you're trying to collect the insurance.
There's a camera somewhere.
Yeah. But it was like, why would you think that, like, you go and I'm talking like,
I saw easily
a couple mil, if not more, probably lowballing, because there was a bunch of stuff. There was like Kobe Bryant stuff, which of course is like, you know, crazy right now, and just crazy things. And I'm just like, how do like people collect these things? And on your page, you see like not sports memorabilia is pretty like run of the mill collector stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On your page, the stuff that you post, what's like the weirdest? What's like the weirdest like things you've come across as far as like collecting?
Let me pull it up, because my brain is a mush and like I forget all the homes. Let me see if I remember anything. There have been some athletes that it's like, oh, this is an athlete because he has like 3,000 pairs of Jordans or like shoes in his room.
I've seen there was like, have like the vault with Jordans, and you're like, okay.
One guy, it looked like a Foot Locker, literally. Right. Oh, Odell Beckham in Ohio. Like, it literally looked like he had a Foot Locker in his house, like huge wall and just like hundreds and hundreds of shoes. Yeah.
Like, you could wear a new pair every day and you'd probably die before you wore them all.
Yeah. Some of these closets too. Yeah. You see how much clothes people have and you're like, how could you ever wear this? I just watched Travis Barker. He just showed his house on Architectural Digest, and he just has like thousands of t-shirts. He collects vintage t-shirts. Like, how could you have so many shirts? Like, he's never even wearing a shirt. Like,
he literally is always wearing like nothing or like a white t-shirt. Yeah.
He was wearing this like black, like, leather jumper one piece thing in the thing, but other than that, like, he's either like all out like that or literally like wife beater or shorts. I don't think he's ever wearing a shirt. So
definitely seems like he's went a little bougie since he's been with Miss Kardashian.
Hey, we don't want to make this episode about the Kardashians because it will quickly turn.
It will.
I need to know. Never mind. I won't even go there. Did you do a review of Kim's house?
Yes.
I feel like I think
maybe one or two times. Like, the pictures are scarce, but I think I tried it once. What do you guys think about our house?
It's an insane inside. Yeah. An insane asylum. For me, I would go crazy. Like, there's like
just the longest hallway of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Wide, white.
Longest hallway.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks like, do you know in the horror movies when all of a sudden the emergency room hallways are empty? Like, that never happens, right? And, like, the lights are flickering. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what her hallway would be in the middle of the night, going to the kitchen. You just be like, it's like
being around there alone.
Concrete, right. Like, there's pillars. Mm-mm. I would go crazy in Kim's house. But I did see that her kids have colors in their rooms.
Yeah, so that's nice. Don't want to deprive
them. So that's sweet.
Colors.
Yeah, I think she hides, like, the clutter, and she's got, like, clutter toy rooms or something, but yeah. I wouldn't want to be around there at night in that hallway or in some of the home. Like, first you'd get lost. You don't know where you are, especially if it's dark. Hopefully they have night lights or something around, but it's really, I'm sure there's an echo. Must be really scary.
Has to be. She probably has like the right type of perfect wall that like doesn't echo.
It's special.
If there is one, that would be.
It's a perfect home for a rich person horror movie murder.
Right.
It is. The blood would splatter perfectly on those concrete pillars.
Nice. Dexter would have a field day.
It would be beautiful. It would be art.
It'd be it nice. Would. Yeah, it would be
second yeah. blood. They couldn't the clean it up. They the shouldn't clean it up.
The red would really pop on the surfaces in the
everything's white.
Yeah. Well, do more you, power to you, Kim.
Do you feel like you have, like, through looking at all these homes, which is probably not something you normally do, like, you know, probably wouldn't spend like all your time looking at houses. Do you think you've like nailed down like your must-haves, like through looking at all these weird random homes?
Oh yeah. Let's see, what are must-haves? I mean, just simple must-haves are like a double island. Everyone needs a double island. Circle drive, pool. I don't know about an indoor pool. There, I mean, I
like
guess
indoor pools. I like stinky. Them when they're covered
they,
in the,
yeah, they probably smell.
Well, I like them when they're covered in,
like
glass.
Like the Florida ones? The Florida yeah. ones that have, like, the glass? That's okay.
The Florida like, ones, like, feel like you're not, like, you're outside, but you're not outside. Like, it's not really, like, you gotta, I guess they do the bug
I
nets.
I like it for
it's
bug like, control.
Yeah, you need
probably
it.
Probably out there you probably need.
Yeah. And alligators.
You can have a pool party any time of the year. It could be literally raining and thundering outside.
No, indoor pools give me
murder vibes.
Yeah, well, oh I just feel like they smell weird. Like, that
yeah.
smell really, like, a weird crusty hotel, like, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. I want like an outdoor, like an infinity pool, like what I'm looking mm-hmm. at behind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if this I had this one is a good money, one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have an infinity.
Well, pool. I can get you a blow up pool, and we'll just keep on overflowing.
We'll just
cut half of it and uh-huh. let it come
put
out,
the holes
or
the
pull
side
down
and let it overflow, babe. I got you.
I'm making. I do like a double island for sure.
I do like
I mean, infinity pool is good. A view is good. I think ideally you have your like cozy house and then you have something like on the water, Malibu right. with an infinity pool and a view. What else are must haves? Quad laundry, like two yeah. washers and two dryers.
Yeah.
I think Tom Brady had that. It seemed like ultra. Why not? If you've yeah, got unlimited no, money, why would you just
my
do
laundry would
one?
Still be on the floor?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not gonna probably get it done any faster.
I just actually did. You see this laundry jet that I posted yesterday?
Let me go. Which page?
On Zillow Gone Wild, and I like yeah. run this house account open house, but it was like maybe the second post.
Can you tell me?
It's that second post, right? Yeah.
Can your house do this?
I saw oh, this. Yes. I
yes.
Love
that. That's got.
Now that's
you
a necessity.
That. Yeah.
Like,
that's
how much
better
do you think
than
that costs just to get a laundry like a laundry shooting system in your
it's
house?
It's got to be more than all of your clothes worth. Like you, could just trash your clothes and you would can yeah. buy more clothes than how much that thing costs. Probably right. I don't know.
But that
$100,000.
That house looks kind of normalish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To have and I also. Just, I've noticed that in like some of your houses mm-hmm. where like they'll have like that weird, crazy, like thing like that, like where it's like mm-hmm. rich people would have that, but the house is like 1300 square feet and like normal, like
someone lived in like a normal neighborhood,
right?
With like and made good money and just was yeah. like, what else could I do? Let me add this laundry jet to the house.
I'm just gonna like mm-hmm. put a laundry chute in this bad
just going all out, yeah. Like they have way too much to spend on their regular home.
Yeah. But then also they're like, well, I guess I don't need like the dude with the putt-putt. And you're like, okay, like
I don't need all these square feet in Arizona. Yeah.
People really yeah. just spend like insane money. So he also has, is it called butt method? What is it called? The BMS.
Oh, the BMS. Oh yeah. BMS is really important.
I don't think she knows.
BMS is the butt measurement system. And that's the distance between like the counter and the island.
Okay.
And ideally you've got like a three butt, just like three butt space.
Okay.
So someone can be on each side and someone can walk through. I guess there could be too big. You don't want like a 10, you're just wasting space,
right.
But 3 to 5. I mean, in Miami, you've got BBLs, maybe
account for that.
The system adjusts depending on the neighborhood. Hidden Hills probably also has that, but depends. It's probably like 3 is a good one, but that's really important. So
right.
you don't want to bump into like people.
Quite a bit on each side.
Yeah,
you need a lot of space for sure. A lot of land is important.
I agree with that. You need butt space.
We need to make like I don't know who's the standard butt for it. We need right. like the
it's not like Kim K is standard. Like no. Yeah, who's
yeah.
Like
J-Lo? J-Lo. I was like good. Kim K's butt is probably the most standard.
No. She's yeah. not standard is like average. Like average big. Like
yeah,
like,
but I'm just saying like
Kim K's too her much.
Implant's probably a standard size implant.
Well, so we just need
three butt that and any butt bigger than that you're doing way too much.
I mean if
and you're not gonna yet. And you can't fit through
that's anything. True if you can't do
so
that
we
that's
so we overcompensate
yeah, yeah. I think we just go with the
you
size
got a point.
MK's butt multiply it by three that's the inches you need
because you can also account for like your like big give aunt or something yeah. that is mm-hmm. maybe gonna be a little wider
yeah, yeah. we all got you know? An aunt we all need that needs
a little bit of space and she's gonna money the one cookie
exactly
so we're gonna have to account for her
they're all I gonna say, be in there cooking
yeah. So I say let's use Kim K's butt as the standard butt inch standard.
I wonder if we can Google that like how wide is Kim K's butt so we know.
Should I message
someone's you? Done the math.
I'm gonna mention like, hey, trying to build a house, just want to know how wide your butt is.
Yeah,
trying to get my for my island. House measurements,
right?
Yeah, for my big
email Miller.
Yeah, she'll probably Chris will probably email me back,
right? Get out of here.
Is this Ray J?
Okay, so we were also talking before you came on about like the fact that you're like you have like what 5 million followers across your accounts at least. But you're not like,
more. Yeah.
Okay, I see I'm lowballing you over here. Millions and millions of followers.
Lots of millions, sure.
And, but you're like kind of behind the scenes.
For sure.
Which is like, you can go to Walmart. Somebody might recognize you that watches like the Celebrity Home stuff, but like for the most part, you're pretty safe. Like compare, like you get like the perks without the.
Without having to sacrifice your peaceful Walmart trips.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I used to be on Kale Salad more a long time ago, but it wasn't really about that. And that's what's been fun with Celebrity Home Shopping that I'm actually like yeah. on camera and kind of a personality. So some people have recognized me, but not a lot. So it's been fun.
I would recognize.
Well, we just blew you up.
Yeah.
So if no one knew
that's it. This is my last time.
I know who you are now. I want to say one thing. And I want to say this loud and clear to anybody listening. If any of you people go and buy that three dome house, I will lose it. I will absolutely, positively lose it because I am almost sure that that is the architecture of the house that I would like to buy. Thank you very much. I will try to negotiate a commission somewhere in there.
For you. Yeah, at least a few percent. And
I think
it's yours.
Honest work.
You're doing God's work.
God's work.
Thank you.
So yeah, cool. Everybody, please go follow him on Samir, Kale Salad, Zillow Gone Wild. What'd you say? Open house?
Open house is okay, but follow me on YouTube. I need YouTube followers.
YouTube, yes.
What's your YouTube name? Say it loud and proud.
Just look for Samir Celebrity Home Shopping is probably the easiest way.
Okay, right. Awesome. And we'll like post his links thank and you. Do everything. So you guys can hit him up on YouTube and watch his the celebrity home reviews are grade A.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Thank yeah. you.
Thank you so much happy for hanging out and talking with us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.